October 20th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW with Christy Dillaway, the one and only Christy Dillaway.
That's right. One and only.
Yeah.
I don't have to be Christy Dillaway 1 at Gmail.
No.
I don't think there's others.
Yeah.
There shall not be. How are you feeling this warm October day? I know you've got golf on your mind.
No, well, yeah, I played a lot of golf this week. I did a lot of hiking, too. And I think, this balmy weather's interesting waking up. It was 54 degrees or something when I got up.
And they said
morning.
That's the high for the day.
Yeah, and I think we may get some rain. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I'm sure you've got your golf lined up, though, in your head.
I really want to go for another hike. And
it's the height of fall activities. Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about fall activities on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's UEA weekend, so I think a lot of people are out of town. But that's you and
right.
I are here.
And we are here.
And everyone who's listening, they're here. So it's like our private party.
Yeah.
Don't tell the rest of the people what we talk about.
I'm not telling anybody. I'm not telling anyone. And there's a lot going on this weekend. Actually, there's a little bit of going on. But the stuff that's going on, not a huge quantity of things going on, but the stuff that's going on is cool.
It's quality, not quantity?
Yes.
That's like a great ski day. It's quality.
Yeah.
We're joined this morning. We're going to be joined by Michelle Moonshine as our in-studio live musical guest. Really excited about that. We're going to talk with Josh Wartna from Sundance Resort. There's so much cool stuff going on over there, and I would open up the opportunity for people to think about that drive, beautiful drive over to Sundance Resort, and check out all the things going on. We'll do weekend events around the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to talk to Tanner Maudlin. He's with the Night Walk, which is the haunted house going on in Heber City and right off Main Street.
And I'm looking forward to talking to him because there's three different flavors of the Night Walk depending upon how scared you want to get. And I think that's kind of cool when you have like young kids, you may want to give them the light version.
Yeah, because you can scar them and then they won't go to a haunted house with you again. I asked my son who's 15, I go, do you think you can do a haunted house with me again yet?
Look at the two of us.
Wait, what?
Well, we're not scarred, we're just roughed up.
This is radio.
But we are experienced. That's what we are. We're experienced.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So this is KPCW in Park City, listening to the Morning Mix. We shall be back with Michelle Moonshine, who will be with us for the entire hour. We're going to a couple of underwriters. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Weber, Park City resident, owner of Foothill Oriental Rugs, supporting KPCW for 25 years. Our Salt Lake City store actually sells to rug dealers throughout the U.S. We have a huge selection and encourage our customers to live with our carpets in their home prior to purchase to ensure it is the right piece. We are located 2 minutes north of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive. FoothillOrientalRugs.com.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, proud KPCW sponsor of The Mountain Life. Are you reluctant or worried about having a total knee or shoulder replacement? We offer an array of non-surgical and surgical alternatives. More information on our website at davidsonorthopedics.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. We're now joined in the studio, Michelle Moonshine, country-esque Americana, on the program before with Grapegrass, by yourself, all sorts of different iterations, configurations, and we're just delighted to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how you been?
Been really well. Been working a lot on music and writing and taking care of my son, who will be 3 soon.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been a long time.
You've got a lot of gigs on your schedule. And you have a great website. Let me give applause where it's due, because lot of musicians do not have good information. Yours is awesome.
Thank you.
And a big tour schedule. Well, tour.
Yeah, we've been taking it a little easy on touring lately, trying to work smarter and not harder and figure out who wants to see us and where we should be playing, as opposed to just spitting it all out there.
Smarter, not harder. That's my mantra. Try to keep reminding myself.
Yeah.
But you have a gig. You're tomorrow night. You're at OP Rockwell.
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. Excuse me. So we could hear a little preview of what people will hear if they come out to OP Rockwell.
I'd love to do that for you.
Tell us about a song and let it go.
Let's see. This is actually, I'll be playing some brand new tunes that aren't released or anything. But this is a Justin Towns Earl tune that I've been stuck on lately. So we'll warm it up with that.
Nice. Live in the Morning Mix, Michelle Moonshine.
I call you every morning, bring your flowers to work. I never stay out too late. And I quit drinking, mama, 'cause I know how it hurts you. Keep me in such an awful state. But right now, I just gotta see this through. I need to know right now just what I mean to you. Diamonds or gold, no ordinary trinkets will do. And I don't expect you to break out in song, because I know you can't carry a tune. So speak low when you speak low, if that's what you gotta do. I need to know right now just what I mean to you. Messing around with my heart, oh, but I can't be sure. And I feel like I'm stumbling around in the dark, finding danger at every turn. So tell me right now, 'cause it's the least you can do. I need to know right now just what I mean to you. I need to know just what I mean to you.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Sure was.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. It's nice to see you guys. It's been a minute.
Christy and I were yakking in the green room before we started the program, and we're talking about NBC's The Voice, which I believe in 2014 you qualified for, and then America's Got Talent in the fall of 2015. You qualified for that, but you turned them down for some reason?
So, long story short, I was on my first tour with Tony Holiday, which was very awesome. But it was cool because I learned to play from watching him years ago. And I got an email from The Voice, and they asked me to go do a private audition. So I said yes. And then a couple days after I got back from tour, on Mother's Day, I found out I was pregnant, which is funny in itself, but I couldn't stand not knowing what would have happened. So I wasn't showing yet, and I drove to Denver, and I went and did it, and I made the few rounds that were there, and they did a recorded interview on a set and stuff and sent it off to producers. And then I got another email saying that they wanted me to go out. So they sent me airplane tickets and hotel accommodations, and you have to be sequestered to a hotel. And so I called them the night before, as I do, and told them I wasn't coming.
Yeah.
So exciting, though. Somebody sends you a plane ticket and hotel accommodations.
Yeah.
And how long would you have had to have be?
I think they keep you sequestered for about 3 months.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And to be in a creative but competitive state and sequestered.
Yeah.
That's why mini bars in hotels are popular.
God bless them.
Every time I'm sequestered, you know, I you know, encourage my self-sequest. That's a great word, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that should be a band name. That's
very
your band
regal.
Name, self-sequester.
Oh, boy. That's that's something else. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you said that they recorded your interviews and they sent them to producers, I mean, that kind of tells you what show business is all about. It's not just The Voice. They want to see if you can articulate, you know, various things through speaking.
Oh, yeah,
and
I was
interviews
sweating just gallons of sweat. And they have you on the set, and there's this very shiny person interviewing you. And apparently I was charming enough, so.
Well, we think so.
But are we shiny people, too?
I mean, you guys are shiny.
JW,
you guys are
rough.
Shiny in the, well, you got some roughed up edges, which is beautiful.
So tonight at Opie Rockwell, are you playing as a trio, as a solo?
So we're going to do a special, special kind of a show. So I've had about 5 different people playing with me over the last 3 years in different variations. So tonight it'll be, we'll have 4 of us, and I'll do a couple solo tunes. John and I also do a duo, so we're going to start solo, duo, and then we have Bronk Onion on the upright bass, and we'll do some trio tunes. And then we'll also do 4-piece tunes with Chad
Biddle. It's like a progressive show.
Yeah, because it's very diverse. It's one of the beautiful things is that I've just had to be like, okay, who's playing today? You know, people have their lives.
Right.
You know, so it'll just kind of be able to show all
She's dynamic.
I think so.
Can we go back to these little talent contests? So we talked about The Voice. What about America's Got Talent? What happened there?
So they asked us to go and do it. And at the time, it was Goose on drums and Bronk on the upright and myself. So they sent me a list of popular songs at the time to do. And first of all, they're like, do a top 40 tune. And I'm like, I don't know what those are. And I don't listen to them. So they sent me a list, and I learned a Taylor Swift tune, and we made it all weird, and I had the boys sing backup harmonies and stuff. But apparently, I mean, I was also sweating gallons there, but apparently we weren't their flavor. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
It was a really interesting experience, too.
People don't email you and invite you to come on their shows.
Oh my God, you got to be kidding!
I thought that happens to everyone.
I just get all the Nigerian emails. Mostly,
got to figure out which ones to answer.
Yeah,
oh, The
sure.
Voice. Okay, no. I'll answer that one.
Yeah. No one's ever asked for a selfie. I've never gotten an email from a talent agency.
I would like to get a selfie.
What would I do? Oh, we'll get a selfie after
Sweet.
This. That's for sure. Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, we're going to have the weather, and we're going to have our next guest, who is Josh Wartena from Sundance Resort Event Marketing, talk about all the stuff that's going on over at Sundance. Michelle Moonshine will be with us for the hour. She's going to play another song around 9:35, and then at the top of the hour before the program ends. So please stay with us. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Deer Valley's culinary staff is pleased to support KPCW. Our banquet and catering team is available year-round to plan your conference, wedding, or reunion. Our 3 on-mountain lodges offer a variety of meeting and dining rooms. More information at 649-1000 or deervalley.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440. Support for KPCW programming comes from Campos Coffee. At Campos, they work closely with their growers 365 days a year to select the beans for their coffee. Their blends and single-origin coffees are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee, at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Christy, I can't do the weather without the harmonica music.
All right. You got to get those hips grooving.
You have to. Welcome back, Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. And the weather is a little balmy. It's 52 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City. Slight chance of showers in the morning. I think really slight. But there's a 60% chance in the afternoon. Tonight, about a 20% chance of snow showers. Saturday and Sunday, so here's your weekend report. Saturday, mostly sunny, a little cool as the high will be 43 in Park City, probably about 46, 47 in Heber and Heber Valley. Sunday, mostly sunny, but it's popping back up, a high of 58. and probably about 62, 63 in Heber and in Heber Valley. And let's go all the way out to Monday. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high of 60. And, well, let's go one more. Tuesday, ditto, sunny with a high of 60. So that is the report.
I think if you want to look for those 60-degree temperatures and it's warmer out in Heber and the valley, then I think it's a perfect segue for me to talk about reasons to go to Sundance.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful time for a drive. It's like you've got to grasp it, right, before it's too late. And there's so much going on over at Sundance Resort. So we're joined by Josh Wartina. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Wartina.
Wartina, great, from Sundance Resort. And I was so intrigued. I was looking at their website because I'm all about like the Halloween stuff. And they've got Halloween lift rides. But then there was all this other stuff. There's the music schedule at the Owl Bar. They've got an author speaker series going on, artist showcases, and a Robert Redford film series. So I invited Josh here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So can you run down a few of those things?
Of course,
hit
yeah.
the highlight.
Well, right now our main attraction, of course, just because of the season, is the Halloween lift rides that we do every year, and we cater it to be a family-friendly event. And so at the base of the lift, we have all kinds of harvest decorations, Halloween decorations, and then going up the mountain, we have music, more decorations on the lawn, more decorations on the mountain. And it's not so much a scary or a frightmares type thing. It's just a family-friendly Halloween thing. We have hot chocolate, a little movie on the lawn, things for kids to do, places to take photos and things like that.
And that's, when my son was little, fall photos are just such a great time to capture the colors and the light is so nice. And so I was always looking for the backdrop, the great settings for that. And when he was really little, I'd put him in his costume and we'd take photos. So do kids come in their costume and ride the chairlift?
Oh, yeah. We have tons of families come up. It's wonderful. Well, and you said like the colors. We have just the last bit of colors from the fall season. It's beautiful on the mountain right now.
Even the dry grasses, when the sunlight is just right. It's a nice, wear the right color.
So we're going to be talking about all these events over at Sundance. But before we go on to the next one, I just want to state that The Halloween lift rides will be going through the 31st of October, close the 22nd and the 29th. And the times are Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and on Sundays they're closed.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, so what about the author speaker series?
The author series is a very exciting event, actually. It's in its 15th year, and it's an annual event we hold. We invite a few key authors, three or four, depending on the year, to come up and speak about their book. It's usually they're experts in their field, whether I believe this year we have a PhD in neuroscience, another doctor speaking about child psychology. We have a journalist from CNN coming to speak about their books, and they're just fantastic events where these authors can speak about their specialties and take questions and answers from the audience. And they're generally smaller events, and they sell out pretty quickly, and so we recommend that people buy in advance because they're held in the tree room, so seating is rather limited.
About how many people is that in the audience?
It depends on the event, anywhere between 30 and 50.
Oh,
that would be a much larger event. Yeah, sometimes
Christy, here's one that I'd be interested in. Matthew Walker, PhD, Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep and Dreams. I bet that's interesting.
I don't sleep, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking as you ran through that, I'm like, well, that sounds like a lot of guests for our public affairs shows. Mm-hmm. One per day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And Robert Redford film series.
Yeah, the film series is a great event. It's a fun event every year. We have the screening room at Sundance, of course, and we'll show complimentary films to the public, Robert Redford films, obviously. So this year we're showing, I have my list right here, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
We're showing A River Runs Through It, and that's an exciting event because it's the 25th year of the film, and that was really a landmark movie.
That was 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that was Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt and Robert Redford, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
That's how I always describe Lucas Nelson when he smiles. I go, you remember Brad Pitt and A River Runs Through It?
Yeah, there you go.
He'd slide into that boyish grin, and women all go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that was 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be great. And we also have Jeremiah Johnson, which was, of course, filmed at Sundance, and so that's always a huge hit. It's fun to see the on the big screen, you know, the parts where you can ski. And then finishing off, we have, as always, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is an annual favorite that we always show.
So these are all on different nights?
These are all on different nights. The dates are November 10th, November 17th, and November 24th. So those 3 weeks in November.
And is it free or is there a cost to attend?
No, they're completely free. Because the first film is the 25th year, we're asking that people RSVP. Mm. And you can do that by email on our website, just so we know how many people are coming and we don't have to turn people away.
Would I have a chance that maybe Brad Pitt will be there?
Probably not Brad Pitt. Okay. No.
Robert?
Maybe.
Tease me. Put it out there. Maybe. You never know.
No, can't promise anything.
No promises.
We can't make any commitments at this time, Christy, but perhaps if you will give us your contact information, we will get back
to you. Someone will email me.
Right before the screening.
Oh, perfect.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think there's an okay chance Josh might be there.
Oh, good.
Oh, real star stud. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, geez.
And then...
So how many films have you done, Josh?
Sorry?
How many films have you done?
Oh, I can't even count the number.
Yeah, geez.
I mean, it's below one probably somewhere.
So, and then let's go on to the Owl Bar. So there's always stuff going on there, but like it's not the dead season. You still have music program. Michelle Moonshine's actually scheduled there.
That's right.
Coming up too.
Michelle Moonshine, she comes up quite
November
a bit probably
4th?
Every month. Yeah, she's just a favorite. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we also have Matthew and the Hope, the Red Walker Trio. The Matthew Walker Trio, it's going to be great.
I've been
in
the Owl Bar once, but it was at a bachelorette weekend, and it was, something to drink. So it's not big, right?
It's a rather small venue.
How many people do you think fit in there? 80?
Oh, that would be with the patio, yeah.
Okay, so less than that,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, it's quite a small venue.
So is it
You don't have a lot of memories about the Owl Bar.
I was there once, and it was a bachelorette weekend. I don't know.
Yeah. So we're going to cover all of Michelle Moonshine's dates later and tell everybody, you know, she's our musical guest for the hour, where she's playing. But we want to mention, since we're talking about Sundance right now, she will be at the Owl Bar on Saturday, November 4th.
That's right. Yep.
And then there's one other thing going on. If there wasn't enough, it's the Artist Showcase. What's that about?
So the Artist Showcase is a program we started this year, actually, and so I'm very excited about it. We're bringing in local artists to come demonstrate in the art studio on property, and so we'll show the gallery of their work for a few days, but then the real treat is having them there to do a live demonstration. Last week we had Chris Peterson. He's a local artist who paints wildlife and paints murals, and he was doing a very large piece live in the art studio, which is a lot of fun to speak with him and just kind of see his process.
So like I said, good reasons to head out of town, go for a beautiful drive, and there's a lot of things to do over at Sundance Resort. So besides the amazing views.
That's right.
Right? Whenever you have a friend, visitors come to town, like that's the drive. But you could do it for yourself. Just remember how beautiful it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh, for coming over. I know it's a bit of a drive, and we really appreciate it and letting our listeners know what to do over there. And we'll see you at Sundance Resort.
We'll see you there.
Hey, why don't you hang out with us while we do weekend events?
Love to. Thank you.
Okay. We'll
put on the music.
We will do that right now. Weekend events, everybody.
The Park City Film Series is showing Lost in Paris this weekend. It's showing Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at the Jim Sandy Auditorium.
The ski film of the week this week is Warren Miller's Line of Descent, showing twice nightly at the Eccles Center tonight and tomorrow night, 6:30 and 9:30. You may want to buy tickets in advance just to make sure you get in, or you can go online at parkcityinstitute.com.
Mason Jennings is at Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 8. I tried very hard to get him on our show. Must have been too busy for us.
Yeah. O.P. Rockwell tonight, as we mentioned earlier, is Michelle Moonshine. Shannon Runyon is at Park City Brewery, Small House Strings at Silver Star Cafe. And the DJ Marty Paws is at The Cabin. Cover Dogs at The Spur.
Tomorrow you can go to the Swanner Eco Center as they host their Saturday Nature Walk out on the preserve. You meet at the Eco Center at 8:30 in the morning.
Park City Library is holding a stuffed animal sleepover. You can drop off your beloved stuffed animal between 10 a.m. and noon for their sleepover and pick them up the next day. You're going to see photos of their nighttime adventures.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's a very creative event.
It's cool.
Tomorrow night, Saint Boheme is at the Silver Star Cafe. The Sextones are at the Cabin. And Los Helcaminos are at the Spur. And if you want to be a groupie for the Sextones, I guess I'll see you at my house because they are my Saturday night guests.
Are they?
Guests.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
That's how I support the arts.
Yeah, good. Well, Sunday, apparently just about nothing's going on. There's not much going on Sunday, so take a break and work on your Halloween costume. Patrick Ryan is at the Spur.
Do you have your Halloween costume figured out?
No. I'm working. Oh, that's right. I'm doing Man on the Street during the parade, so I'm going to have to come up with something quick.
All right. Well, you know I'm good at that.
Yes.
Over in the Heber Valley, they are all about the Halloween spirit. I love it. They've got the Timpanogos Valley Theater. They're doing the Nightwalk Haunted House Fridays and Saturdays each weekend now through Halloween. It's a family-friendly haunted house available in various levels of scariness. And actually, our next guest will be telling us all about that.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be talking more in detail about that. But back to the costume, Christy.
Yes.
So I've got a bunch of costumes, and you know I've got this
pimp outfit.
Oh, yeah, I know. And the pimp outfit's my favorite because I just fall into character. I just feel it's just like one of those things that just works with me. But anyway, I can't wear that thing again. I wear that every year.
I know.
Halloween.
You have to either,
I'm going to have to.
You have to meld it into some other thing.
Right.
Yeah. That's where the creative part comes in. That's why it's so fun.
Yeah.
We'll work on you.
Yeah.
Everyone should make it a highlight to come find you on Main Street on Halloween to see what it is.
Yeah. Well, the Halloween parade will be on the 31st, I guess.
Yeah.
And during Randy's show, we'll be breaking probably 2-3 times an hour, Man on the Street, just talking to people and just having some fun and seeing what's going on.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, back to Heber Valley. There's a Scarecrow Walk at Homestead Resort. It's a self-guided tour. And you can vote for your favorite scarecrow. And while you're out that way, you can also visit the free hay maze and pumpkin patch at the Kohler Creamery.
Again, I would put my child in a costume and make it great photo opportunities. That's good stuff. Sleepy Hollow Wagon Rides, I know you talked to them last week. They're still going on at Soldier Hollow now through the end of the month. And they retell the tale of the Headless Horseman.
Oof. So scary. And on the Heber Valley Railroad, there are several kid-friendly pumpkin trains running today and Saturday, plus a wizard's train tonight at 7.
And you can find out more about all those things going on in Heber at GoHeberValley.com.
Yeah. And we were kidding about Sunday, not much going on, but the truth is there's not. But Sunday would be, besides working on your Halloween costume, it'd be a great time to go up and see Sundance.
Absolutely.
You know, all the different events.
Yeah, you've
got to
block out the free time so you can go do those things.
Josh, we wanted to give you another plug. Did that work?
That was great. Yeah, okay. I appreciate it.
All right, super. We are going to go to a couple of underwriters. And when we return, we've got all sorts of stuff in store, including Tanner Malden from Nightwalk talking about the haunted house. And, of course, Michelle Moonshine will be back, and she's going to play another song with us. So please stay with us this Morning Mix on KPCW.
Hi, I'm Courtney Johansson, owner of 350 Main Brasserie, and we are pleased to support KPCW. 350 Main is located in the historic Golden Rule Building at 350 Main Street and serves eclectic American cuisine. Open nightly at 5:30 p.m., reservations, menu, and contact information at 350main.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Oh, we got the roadies back in here moving stuff around a little bit. We're going to go to a quick J.J. Cale song, Disadvantaged. We'll be back right after this.
Break a day, I lose my direction, I can't find my said and who all said. Guess I tell them all to you. Got me at a disadvantage. You helped me out of you. I just want to love you. Wait, don't say a prayer. Got me at a disadvantage. So we are.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We present local live music and events in the Wasatch Back. We're joined back in the studio with Michelle Moonshine. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
It's Christy and JW here in the studio. So we talked about how you're at OP Rockwell tonight and the Owl Bar November 4th.
Yeah.
So people are going to get quite a sampling of songs right now and then know where to find you next. And I think, did you say you were going to play some other songs right now that are... premieres, shall we say, on our show?
Yeah,
this we is love
a
that
brand new tune. Haven't played it for many people yet, so excited to play it for you.
We like that.
Yeah, we like that too.
So this one doesn't have any name yet.
It's the no-name song, exclusively on the Morning Mix, Michelle Moonshine Live.
Can I use that line? I'd like to have you wrapped up in my sheets in oh so many ways.
You can use that.
Oh, yeah. So that song is not titled. It's brand new, exclusive debut
song.
On the Morning Mix. Boy, it's great to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question. You've got a three-quarter guitar. Is that so you can get it in the overhead compartments of airplanes? It makes it easier to travel.
We've taken it on some tours before. Uh-huh. It's helped. It gave it quite a few scratches, but I don't know. It's just a sweet little songwriting guitar that I, it's super sweet. I think it's haunted in the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
You ever play with Amanda at Grapegrass?
No, but I did play with Taryn.
Okay.
That's when I met you. I was just talking to Taryn yesterday. She's got a brand new baby boy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's right. You played with Taryn for a bunch. Yeah. Bird in the Hand.
Bird in the Trees.
Bird in the Trees.
Oh, you were a big fan.
In the bush.
I am. Yeah.
You went over to Snow Basin to see that one time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Lucas Nelson.
It all comes together. Yeah. But then I saw you you played when Los Lobos was on over there. Yeah. Who are some other big names that you've shared stages with?
We've also opened for Lucas Nelson twice with my band and then once with Terrence. Los Lobos, Jeff Crosby, other people I can't remember.
Jeff was just in town.
I love Jeff.
Did you see him at... We were at Robert Earl Keen. Did you see him? He was there.
He was there?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I love Jeff, and I love his family, because we were coming back from a Portland tour once, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're driving through Idaho in a snowstorm. And I messaged Jeff, because we're close to his hometown, and I'm like, hey, Jeff, where would you eat? Because everything was closed, and I'm like, we got to eat. We haven't eaten all day. We just finished playing. And he's like, oh, just my dad's going to call you. So his dad came and picked us up in a snowstorm. Like, we couldn't even get to their house. It's in the middle of nowhere. But came and picked us up, and his mom made us goulash at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we had to get out of there at like 6:30 or 7 in the morning. And she woke us all up and made us breakfast and like... Seriously?
See, that's what people do. Support the bands.
Jeff is the real deal, and he comes from such a good family, and it's no surprise.
I'm trying to get him on our show, too, when he's in town. So he used to live here, but he's in Texas, I think, now. So,
Michelle Moonshine, who is our musical guest for the hour, and she's going to be back and play a third and final song as we approach the 10 o'clock hour. And once again, O.P. Rockwell tonight, The Spur, Tuesday, October 24th, Garage on Beck, Friday, the 27th of October, Owl Bar at Sundance, Saturday, November 4th, and finally, Michelle is playing the Stateroom down in Salt Lake on November 30th. So, excellent.
We're joined in studio now by our next guest. This is Tanner Malden, and he is going to tell us about Night Walk. Ooh, turn the lights back on. Over in Heber. And, again, if I haven't said it enough, I love the Halloween season. I love haunted houses. Not like the crazy, scary, like the Nightmare and whatever down in Salt Lake. I went to that once. I couldn't get anyone to go with me. I went by myself, and they were like, oh, you're by yourself? And I was like, I thought they'd group me with other people. But no, I had to go through the thing all alone. So that's a thrill. But I feel like the Night Walks, they have 3 different versions. So you can pick your scariness level.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like Chainsaw Massacre or not. Tanner, tell us all about it. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thank you guys for having me. So, well, I don't know really to start with this. So we do have 3 different levels of fear. Excuse me. So we have the 3 different levels of fear to incorporate anyone and any family members. We have a level of fear called Monsters Be Gone, where it's for the younger children or families that are too scared or don't want to be too scared, but they want to enjoy just a Halloween season in the event. And that's basically where actors and most props won't jump out at you. But that's not a guarantee. It just is a lot more toned down than the average. And then we have the regular pass where you get the full effect, the full original effect. And then we do have the extreme hands-on pass where actors, after you sign the waiver, you're our suspects or victims or whatever you want to call it, but they have full hands-on capability of you, and you are their victim, I guess, through the whole thing. And
wow, yeah, Christy, we have to go to that. We've got to do
Maybe,
that.
Do people go through? It just opened last Friday, the 13th. Aptly put together. But do people, have anyone done like a lesser level and then said, okay, I'm ready for, put me back on the list, I'm going back in?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So when you go through, you get a bounce back pass, so you can come back for any pass and any night for $3. So if they do an easier level and they want to come back and try something scarier, they can do that after that for sure. It's going to totally change the game, honestly. And regardless of what pass you have, even if you do the same ones, it's always going to be a different experience every time you go through.
Right, because it's live. It's happening right now.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly. Yeah.
How much is an initial entry ticket?
So the Monsters Beyond, the regular pass is going to be $13, and then the hands-on is going to be $15, and then a bounce back again is $3 for any of the passes after that. So.
And how was the turnout last weekend?
Oh, it was busy. I'll tell you that, to say the least. It looked kind of like a frat party afterward, but it was a lot of fun, and it was really great, and we got a lot of good reviews because of it. And it's awesome because a lot of this goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So when people know that, they come back with their friends and family, and it's a great way to donate. It was just so awesome. It was such a great experience, honestly.
And this is next to the Snake Creek Grill?
That was actually last year's. Okay. We are actually located on Main Street this year, just behind the City Hall building at Timpanogos Valley Theater. And it's awesome. It's going really good. We're actually indoors.
And what times are you operating?
So 7 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Every weekend night, and then Halloween on Tuesday. We're actually open 7 p.m. till midnight, depending on how crazy we are. We always say that, and then we're always there longer than we expected just because how busy it is. But we want to try to incorporate everyone and get everyone in and have the experience to try it out.
Yeah.
So how long, it's obviously different time frames, but how long does it take to go through?
It really is different. It's a little smaller than the average haunted house, so it takes about... if you're looking at Monsters Beyond Pass, about 20. If you have the regular, about 25. And if you have the hands-on, you could be in there from 20 minutes to an hour plus. So it depends if they lock you up, if they take you, whatever. So, yeah, it gets a little crazy, but it's not too extreme to where it's not anything vulgar or anything like that. So, it's still a fun experience. It's just if you want to get more scared. So,
well, you don't want to tip your hand, but at the same time, just give us a little more specific example of what might happen with the extreme version.
So you're in the dark and each group gets a flashlight. Our theme this year is blackout. So the hard thing is with the extreme version, if you do get taken away from your group, you are in the complete dark. Our actors know where everything is and everything they're used to, but you don't know where you're at. They can lock you up. We have a giant toy box in our Toy Man doll room. They'll throw you in.
Box.
They put you in the actual toy box.
Now you're talking. There. Now you're talking. I like that, Christy.
It's. I won't go through that with a hands-on, even though I've owned it for 4 years. So, yeah. We get a lot of good things back, seeing how crazy it was, and it was more than they expected. We're just kind of, we do our own thing. It's crazy for sure, but so that's one thing. They can strap you to chairs. We have pillowcases and burlap bags that can go over your head. You get wet, a lot of other things. So,
I think I'm not signing up for that one.
Yeah, it's
there's
a huge difference between the regular pass and the hands-on.
Wow.
Here's what intrigues me about that, and Christy, you remember this, but when your son was like 12 and 13, I'll speak about my son, and you can tell me if it's the same with you, but. You know, he goes from that cute stage to all of a sudden, they want to start acting a little tougher, and they're with their friends, and they know they're going through this Halloween haunted house, and they're all, nothing's going to scare me, and they're all, sort of doing this bravado thing, and then you scare them. Somehow you pull something out that they weren't expecting, and they jump. It's
and fun. You hear that voice go back up. To that higher register.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
so
like fun.
So you seem very young. People can't see you. We can. Did you say you've been doing this for 4 years?
Since I was 16 years old and I'm 20 now. And
wow.
It started as a high school project in my backyard to raise a little bit of money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And it took off. We lived in the middle of nowhere when we did it. No advertising. So we made it into a full business where we can keep donating and keep the fun going. So now it's a local Heber community event. We love when our Salt Lake people come down, Provo, Tooele. We get Evanston, Wyoming, but it's just a really fun community event that is definitely expanding for sure, to say the least. So
that's great. I'm glad you found a home at the theater this year.
Oh yeah, we love them. We're like a big old theater family now, but they deal with our madness and we love it. So
It's kind of cool starting this when you were 16. What's next for you? Are you going to stay in the arts? Are you going to has it really, you know, lit something within you? Or
honestly, it really has. I didn't know that there was like a passion behind it, honestly. But when you start to get into all the different sponsorships and the friends and the doorways you can open within the industry, there's actually a lot more than you could even imagine than I even knew. But I mean, we're really good friends with other haunts and managers in Utah. Even some outside of Utah, as well as sponsorships that help us custom design things. So I mean, if we're already this far, we're on fire right now. So I mean, I just can't wait to see what the future holds for this business to keep going. So
is there like an association of haunt providers?
Kinda. So we have a couple people that do either scents for our different rooms or props and stuff, and we've just become really good friends with them. As well as like a local contractor in Heber that helps us. But it's a big, crazy family, weird friendship we have with everybody. So
I got an idea, Christy. Tanner, please grab this if you think it's good. We need to make this a year round. We need to get our revenues spread throughout the year. So one of the ways to do that would be to take what you have for Extreme and to make yourself available to house parties during the year. So there's a house party and a guest is going to the bathroom and they have to go through someone's bedroom to get there. Well, you're, you know, kind of hide, you know, you've got some people hiding over here, right? And now someone's got to sign the disclaimer. You don't want your guest to sign the disclaimer because then it blows the whole surprise. So the host is going, you know, the person throwing the party is going to have to take responsibility for a heart attack, but that's okay.
And you got insurance, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you've got a ton of insurance. That's what insurance is for. So you've got someone waiting behind the door, or you've got a this, or you got a that, and I think that you bring that into somebody's home.
So it's like the murder mystery event.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should all, you should pick who gets taken, you know, like, and then everyone else at the party would be just as freaked out.
Right.
So you could, to protect yourself, have one person volunteer, or you invite that person who's going to get attacked on their way to the bathroom.
Maybe.
In your scenario.
Maybe you tell everybody else, you get everybody else in on the deal, and then the person goes, hey, did you hear that? Oh, what are you talking about? And, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, he'll put that in his suggestion box.
Are there possibilities there?
It's a possibility. I mean, I've not even thought that far about it, but yeah. I mean, that would definitely bring the level of fear up way higher. So, I mean, never know.
Let's stick to the night walk for now.
I'm going to stick to what we're with for now, but... No.
What are the dates? What's running through Halloween, and it's Fridays and Saturdays.
Every Friday and Saturday, yep.
And it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And you can go over to, what's the address? It's right there in the center of Heber, right?
Yep, it's right behind the City Hall building. I think it's, I can't even have my poster with me because I've been running crazy, but it's like 90 North, 100 South. And then there's the, you walk in where you would get your tickets is actually in the box office right at the front doors. And that's the only place we are selling the tickets to.
Oh, so you can't reserve or anything. Nope. You got to go get in line.
Yep. Because the line, it's
tonight
first come, first
at
serve.
7, tomorrow at 7, and then next weekend, and then Halloween until midnight.
Tanner, best of luck.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Christy, I think we ought to take a crew over to that Extreme deal.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
I'm in.
We could have a lot of fun. Tanner, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, and best of luck with your continued scaring people and all that good stuff. We're going to take a quick break, just put a little background music on while we get Michelle set up for her next song and some final thoughts by Christy and myself. Stay with us.
So glad you joined us on the Morning Mix today. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. You can email us at morningmix@kpcw.org or listen to our podcast online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
In addition to being nuts about Halloween, that you and I are, and many people are, we also have something else going on right around the corner from Halloween.
One more opportunity to wear a cool, funky outfit.
That's right.
Which
That's
is
right.
the Main Street, KPCW Main Street Music Crawl.
Exactly, exactly. And I can't wait.
And what day is it going to be this year?
November 18th, which is a Saturday, at 7:30 p.m. All you got to do is go to kpcw.org, and there's a banner in the top right. Just click on that, and there's all sorts of information on what the event is. And starts at 7:30. And
three venues, four bands.
Yes, yes.
Swag.
Swag.
And really, for the this is the third annual run, right? So the mm-hmm. past 2 years. It's so cool to be out on Main Street and see all these people. Just, it's such a big night out, and it's November, which if you've been here for a while, you know that like you would go out November, mid-November, and it would be like a dog and a car on Main Street.
The Main Street Music Crawl is the most fun you can have with your clothes on. There's no question about it. And at OP Rockwell, they'll have Folk Hogan. At the Spur Bar and Grill upstairs, Amanda Johnson. Downstairs, Rage Against the Supremes. At Flanagan's on Main Street, Tony Oros upstairs, and Sin City Soul downstairs.
That's five bands. I misspoke.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you never know who's going to be getting up on stage and playing a tune or something. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. And what I would, and I try to do this all the time, is encourage people to dress Park City funky, Park City eclectic, Park City funkadoodle, you know, whatever you want, but to have some fun getting dressed up. And the second thing that I would stress is try to grab your friends and make an event out of it. And so email all your friends and say, listen, let's put together this little music crawl thing and have some fun.
Absolutely. And I'll be hosting at Flanagan's. Where will you be?
I will be all over the place. I'll be in the studio. I'll be at all three venues, and I'll be, working through things and working through, having fun, basically. I'm trying to impress you like I'm working through problems and stuff, but I'm basically going to have fun.
Nothing more impressive than problems.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Michelle Moonshine's going to take us out with a final song. Michelle, always great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Again, tomorrow night, OP Rockwell.
Tonight.
Tonight, excuse me. We keep doing that. Okay, tonight, OP Rockwell. Michelle, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a brand new tune.
Another premiere.
Another brand new tune.
Does it have a title?
It's called Don't You Know.
Don't You Know, and it's exclusive on KPCW, The Morning Mix, live. Everybody have a great weekend.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com, Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974. FredMarshallPainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.